Let's go back to Egypt now. We're going to hear a reaction from our friend Nancy Youssef in a few moments. But first, we want to get some reaction from Egypt. The BBC's Hugh Sykes filled this sound piece of reactions from Egyptians after Mubarak stepped down. Take a listen.
Shai, Yalla Shai, tea, come and get it. Traders are doing brisk business in this revolution party. A lot of them have set up rudimentary stalls, some of them just made of cardboard boxes selling water, soft drinks, nuts. And there's a cinema smell in the air on the bridge here. The smell of freshly cooked popcorn from a stall on wheels with a gas flame fueled from a cylinder underneath it. And a bit further along, two carts with charcoal fires on them, selling sweet corn and baked yams.
How are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm so proud of being Egyptian citizen.
It is very calm, very peaceful, incredibly self-disciplined. The traffic's being organised by people simply volunteering to herd pedestrians onto the pavement at the side of the bridge when cars want to come along. A lot of policemen in sight. The army, of course, are still here, though the razor wire's nearly all gone around Tahrir Square. The barricades may have burned out. Police vehicles have been taken away. But the tanks are still there, mostly covered with Egyptian flags and with people, old and young, very young children, standing on the tanks, posing for photographs. The drum is to celebrate the wedding of a couple who've just been standing in front of the tank for their picture to be taken. And everybody that I've spoken to so far has said that they do trust the army to oversee this process of transferring Egypt from the 30-year dictatorship of Hosni Mubarak to free and fair democratic elections. Wary trust in some cases, but nevertheless very widespread confidence that they're going to do it, and that they're not going to hold on to power themselves. It's such a common reflex, isn't it? Army, coup, bad thing. Not here, it seems.
That's the BBC's Hugh Sykes. Over the 18 days of the Egyptian uprising and revolution, our guest Nancy Youssef has joined us on the air several times to talk about her experience, what she sees as she watches as an Egyptian-American living in New York and then hearing the news coming from home. She joins us again this morning. Good morning, Nancy Youssef, professor of English literature at City University in New York. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Good morning.
Well, you know, Hosni Mubarak announced his resignation, or he didn't. It was announced not long after we got off the program on Friday. We talked to you on Friday.
Right.
What a huge difference in the discussion that we had on the air and then what happened just a couple hours later.
Yeah, it was incredibly fast, wasn't it? I mean, I guess that was the power that he delegated to Suleiman, right, was the power to resign. I'm not an expert. One can only speculate about what was happening behind the scenes in those 18 hours or so between Mubarak's speech and the resignation. But what a sort of fitting end to these 18 days that have seen so many ups and downs.
Well, you are an expert in your own reaction. I mean, I wonder what this weekend, thinking back. I mean, you had probably a moment of surprise and joy when he announced resignation. It's something you were looking forward to. But then over the weekend, as you began to digest it, have you started to have concerns about what may happen next?
Not really. I think I feel relatively optimistic at the moment. I think it's it would be too bad to be after so much has been accomplished, to be sort of reverting to this battle with ghosts and assuming that there's going to be a bad outcome here because the military has taken over temporarily. I think for the time being, wait and see. All the moves that they've made so far have been promising. And I have every confidence that that if they don't follow through relatively rapidly, that there probably will be a return to the streets.
All right. Nancy Youssef, a professor of English literature at City University in New York. You know, I'm sure you just heard the report from Hugh Sykes, and he was talking about the surprise that there could be this much joy and celebration in Egypt, even as the military takes over the government. Can you help explain that? Why are the Egyptian people not worried about the military running their government?
I think it's because everybody, I mean, families in Egypt are large and extended families are close. And there is no family in Egypt that doesn't have, several members in several generations that are either serving or have served in the army. And the position that the military seems to have taken, I mean, it was key, right? The decision not to violently intervene and break up these protests, I think was really understood as a sign that as a sign of the possibility that that the military would fulfill its role of protecting the people rather than ruling over them. So those chants, one of the chants that I heard over and over and over again during the celebrations was the people, the army, one hand.
Well, Nancy Youssef, let me ask your reaction then to the military suspending the Constitution. And they are now, you say they didn't break up the protests, fair enough. But now they're saying to the protesters, enough is enough, go home. The people who are out there striking, protesting, demonstrating for better living wages, the army is saying, enough is enough, it's time for these to end and everyone to get back at work.
Yes, we'll see. Tahrir is one thing. The potential ban on strikes and work disturbances, this, I think, is potentially more problematic because the, labor in Egypt has, tremendous grievances that are legitimate. It's less attractive than these large sort of joyous demonstrations that we've seen over the past few days. So, that remains to be seen whether that will wash, whether that will stand with the with the various opposition groups.
Okay, last question for you, Nancy. You said that if the army doesn't bring about free and fair elections quickly enough, then we could see a return to the uprising. How long do you think they have?
I think they need to do something every few days. I think they need to act very quickly on these referendums that they've promised. And the one thing that I am somewhat disturbed about is the prospect that they may not bring civilian leadership into the transition quickly enough. I think positive and concrete things need to be coming out of that council every few days in order for people to feel that things are moving forward.
Nancy Youssef, Egyptian-American, professor of English literature at City University of New York. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Yeah, it's been good talking to you. Thanks.
Well, we'll continue to follow the events throughout the Middle East, but we want to make a special call out, too. If you're an Arab American watching these events unfold back home, give us a call and tell us your reaction and your stories. That's 877-8-MY-TAKE. And I want to make a special call out for Valentine's Day. Give us a call with your favorite song or the one that makes you nauseated.
Hi, this is Mark calling from the south coast of Massachusetts. My favorite love song is a simple little Paul McCartney song. Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. That one's wonderful.
Again.
I love you.
Well, give us a call. Sing it if you can. Hey, sing it even if you can't. We just want you to sing it.
Favorite love song, yeah, or most hated.
Most hated. Sing it either way around, even if you can or can't. 877-8-MY-TAKE, and happy Valentine's Day. I'm Todd Zwillick in for the vacationing and very, very Valentine, John Hockenberry.
Yeah, he actually, that listener sounded really pretty good, actually. I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.